Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Reaction has been swift and divided along party lines to President Obama's decision to ease immigration enforcement against younger illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. by their parents. Those who qualify will be able to obtain work permits. The president says his plan will make the system more fair. Senator Scott Brown says the plan is too broad. The Massachusetts Republican says it would set off a new wave of illegal immigration. To offer perspective on the reaction of immigrants directly affected by the enforcement change, Conrado Santos is joining us. He is the campaign consultant with the Boston-based group Student Immigrant Movement. Conrado, good morning.
Good morning.
So what was your initial reaction to the news?
For me, it was a moment of joy. I've been in this country as an undocumented immigrant for more than 10 years now, since I was 13 years old. And finally today, to be able to think that I may be able to get a work permit, you know, be able to have a social security number. That was just a moment of happiness, you know, a moment of joy for me after so many years.
Well, now that you've had some time to reflect on the decision, can you list for us some of the specific ways that it will directly affect you?
For me, the major thing that I can't stop thinking about is that, you know, my parents live in Florida, and I can't see them very often. But I'm very excited about the prospect of being able to get on a plane to go see them and not be afraid that I could be deported.
And how had that affected you before?
It's always a fear, you know. When I go through security at an airport, you know, I always text my friends right before. You know, I don't want to scare my parents, but I do. You know, I text my friends and say, hey, I'm going through security. If you don't hear back from me in 10 minutes, then I could have been detained. You need to try to call a lawyer for me. And having, you know, having the ability to just go through and not be afraid, that's very exciting. That's very exciting.
You're a student, and I'm wondering how this change in enforcement will affect your educational plans.
Yeah, I'd like to be able to finish my degree. I study philosophy, and I have been going to school very, very slowly over the past few years. I'm just taking a class here and a class there because it's really expensive. Now, this won't help me get any kind of financial aid or anything like that. You know, but having a work permit may be able to help me get a better job, or I can make a little bit more money and save a little bit more so I can pay my way through my own education.
Some of Obama's opponents say the president is simply making a political move to reinforce his support among Latinos ahead of the November election. I'm wondering, in the immigrant community, have you noticed any response to that charge?
The president is a politician, and anything that he does will be a political move. There's no doubt about that. But we see what Obama has done as a result of, you know, many advocacy efforts by different groups across the country, primarily the youth, who have been leading the way on this issue and pushing for relief. It's always a challenge, you know, in politics. You know, for so many years we've been fighting for the DREAM Act for, you know, almost a decade now. I've been a part of the movement for 6 years, and we just learned that promises require follow-ups, and it requires a lot of work from the community, a lot of commitment to the community, to make sure that when things like this come out, that we really see them through the way we'd like them to be.
Conrado, thank you for joining us this morning.
No, absolutely. It's been a pleasure, Sharon. Thank you for having me. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you. Conrado Santos is with the Student Immigration Movement based in Boston. This is 90.9 WBUR.